Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Sociology Revision Podcast. I'm here to guide you through one of the most important topics in your social stratification module, ethnic inequality. Over the next 10 minutes, we're going to explore how ethnicity affects life chances in the UK, examine the key sociological theories that explain these patterns, and most importantly, help you understand exactly what examiners are looking for in your answers. Whether you're revising for a 4-mark describe question or a 12-mark discussion essay, this episode will give you the specific knowledge, terminology, and exam techniques you need to achieve top marks. So let's dive in. First, let's get our definitions crystal clear because examiners award marks for precise terminology. Race refers to a biological construct based on physical characteristics like skin color. Ethnicity, on the other hand, refers to cultural identity, including shared language, religion, customs, and heritage. In sociology, we focus on ethnicity because it's a social construct that shapes how people experience society. Now, ethnic inequality means that different ethnic groups have unequal access to resources and life chances. And this inequality shows up in 4 key areas that you absolutely must know: education, crime and criminal justice, employment, and health. Let's start with education. Statistics show persistent gaps in achievement. For example, Black Caribbean students are more likely to be excluded from school compared to white British students. Pakistani and Bangladeshi students historically underperformed, though recent data shows improvement. Meanwhile, Chinese and Indian students often outperform white British students. Why does this happen? Well, there are 2 main types of explanation: cultural and structural. Cultural explanations focus on values, norms, and family practices. For instance, Tony Sewell argued that some Black Caribbean boys are influenced by anti-school subcultures that reject academic achievement. Driver and Ballard found that Asian families place high value on education and have strong support networks, which helps explain higher achievement. But be careful here. Examiners want you to critique cultural explanations. Critics like Gilborn argue that focusing on culture can lead to victim blaming and ignores the real structural barriers. And that brings us to structural explanations. These focus on how institutions themselves create inequality. The concept you must know is institutional racism, defined by the McPherson Report in 1999 as the collective failure of an organization to provide appropriate service to people because of their color, culture, or ethnic origin. In education, this might include an ethnocentric curriculum that focuses primarily on white British history and literature, making minority students feel excluded. Teachers may also have unconscious bias, leading to lower expectations and stereotyping. Research by Gilborn and Udell found that Black students are more likely to be placed in lower sets, limiting their opportunities. Moving to crime and criminal justice, the statistics are stark. Black people are 9 times more likely to be stopped and searched by police than white people. They also receive harsher sentences for similar offenses. Neo-Marxists like Stuart Hall explain this through the concept of moral panic. In the 1970s, media created a panic about Black muggers, which justified increased policing of Black communities. This is an example of how ideology can legitimize oppression. Left realists like Leah and Young offer a different view. They argue that some ethnic minorities do commit more street crime, but this is because of relative deprivation and marginalization, not culture or biology. They're responding to social exclusion and lack of opportunities. In employment, we see the dual labor market theory at work. This Weberian concept suggests there are 2 labor markets: the primary market with secure, well-paid jobs, and the secondary market with insecure, low-paid work. Ethnic minorities are disproportionately concentrated in the secondary market due to discrimination and lack of qualifications. Statistics show that unemployment rates are higher for ethnic minorities, and even when employed, they face a pay gap. For example, Bangladeshi and Pakistani workers earn significantly less than white British workers on average. Finally, health inequalities are significant. Ethnic minorities have higher rates of certain conditions like diabetes in South Asian communities and hypertension in Black communities. Infant mortality rates are higher for some ethnic groups. Why? Material factors include poverty, poor housing, and dangerous working conditions. Cultural factors might include diet and health-seeking behaviors. But again, structural factors are crucial. Language barriers, discrimination in healthcare, and lack of culturally appropriate services all contribute. Right, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. First, always use sociological terminology. Don't just say unfair treatment. Say institutional racism or discrimination. Don't say different cultures. say, cultural capital or ethnocentric curriculum. Examiners are looking for these specific terms. Second, always link evidence to theory. If you mention stop and search statistics, connect them to neo-Marxist ideas about policing and social control, or to labeling theory. If you discuss educational achievement, link it to functionalist ideas about meritocracy versus Marxist critiques of the system reproducing inequality. Third, avoid common mistakes. Don't treat ethnic groups as monolithic. There's huge diversity within groups based on class, gender, generation, and region. This is called intersectionality, and acknowledging it shows sophisticated understanding. Don't rely on stereotypes or anecdotal evidence. Use named sociologists and specific studies. Memorize key names: Sewell, Madude, Gilborn, McPherson, Hall, Leah, and Young. And don't confuse cultural deprivation with material deprivation. Cultural deprivation refers to lacking the values and norms needed for success. Material deprivation refers to lacking economic resources, like money for books or private tutoring. For 12 marked discussion questions, you must reach a conclusion. Don't just list points for and against, weigh up which factors are most significant and explain why. Use phrases like, while cultural factors play a role, structural explanations are more convincing because, use the PERC structure for paragraphs. Make your point, explain it, reference a sociologist or study, then offer criticism or evaluation. Let's test your knowledge with a quick-fire quiz. Pause after each question to recall the answer. Question 1. What is the difference between race and ethnicity? Question 2. Name the 4 key areas where ethnic inequality is evident. Question 3. What is institutional racism and which report defined it? Question 4. Which sociologist argued that Black Caribbean boys are influenced by anti-school subcultures? Question 5. What is the dual labor market theory? Question 6. Which neo-Marxist sociologist discussed moral panics about Black muggers? How did you do? If you struggled with any of these, go back and review that section. Let's recap. Ethnic inequality is a persistent feature of UK society, visible in education, crime, employment, and health. Sociologists debate whether cultural or structural factors are more important, but the evidence strongly supports structural explanations, particularly institutional racism. For your exam, remember to use precise terminology, link evidence to theory, acknowledge intersectionality, and always reach a clear conclusion in discussion questions. Keep practicing with past papers, memorize those key sociologists, and don't forget to critique the theories you discuss. That's what separates a level 3 answer from a level 4. Thank you for listening, and good luck with your revision. You've got this.